Hey guys, welcome back to episode 3, Beyond the Mic. This is going to be a fun episode today because we're talking about what happens next. You know, in the last couple of episodes, we shared with you why we think podcast interviews are the number one traffic source for growing your business. Hopefully, you guys are agreeing, right? You understand what's going on. And what we want to talk about today is really giving you a proven path beyond the microphone, really helping you to understand whether you're a podcaster looking to get onto other podcasts to grow your show, or whether you're a business owner looking to get on podcasts to really help you transform traffic and get more leads and actually generate more sales opportunities. We've actually been able to figure out a very proven path to actually get more bookings turning into sales from your podcast interviews. And, you know, in the last couple of episodes, we gave you some of the strategies that we use inside of Need a Guest to get booked. Hopefully by now, you guys have been getting some great results. You know, we've seen some of the emails coming back from you guys about what's been happening, some of the amazing results already. If you haven't had a chance to email us yet and you have already got booked on a show, go reply to one of the emails. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you guys in terms of what you've got happening. And, you know, along with the name drop strategy that we talked about yesterday that we all know works really effectively, I wanted to go a little bit deeper into today to understanding about what happens next. And a lot of you are going to be asking that question. Okay, I've got booked on some podcasts, now what? And so all the time we see people making some very common mistakes, and you know, we're quite lucky. We've got a lot of experience in this space. Over the last few years, I've been able to help countless people launch podcasts. I think we've launched nearly 400 top 100 podcasts to this date. We've collectively generated over $8 million in podcast sales for our clients. So we've got a pretty good idea about how to help you be successful here. And a lot of the time when you're thinking about how do I make sure that these interviews are actually turning into leads and sales, a lot of people tend to make a couple of similar mistakes. And it's really three common mistakes that we see that tend to stop you from having success with podcasting. And most of the time, it's often not your fault that you might be making these mistakes. And so we're going to cover these in this episode today because, you know, they're pretty simple mistakes, but they can be pretty painful. And we've had people connect with us who've spent sometimes 6 or 12 months in Need a Guest or in other groups or using other tools, you know, getting booked on podcasts, and they'll come back to us and say things like, hey, Jamie, Angel, you know, I've been on over 100 podcasts, but I'm not really, you know, generating sales. My business isn't really growing. What am I doing wrong? And the same is true if you have a podcast. And so rather than kind of let you make those mistakes, hopefully it's cool with you guys, I'm just going to tell you up front like what most of you are doing wrong so you can actually go out and start making sales and making an impact. And so the three mistakes that we're going to cover aren't that complicated, but just because they're simple doesn't mean it's going to be easy to make. And so the first mistake is one that we see all of the time. And mistake number one is really about not getting booked on podcasts consistently. Now, interestingly, the biggest, most common mistake we see here is people go too hard. You know, we talk about doing cash generating playbooks inside of our programs, and we talk about doing, you know, lots of podcast interviews in short succession. But actually, for the average person, that's a huge mistake. And the reason why is that if you go out and you go and do a lot of podcast interviews in a row, and let's say you're doing 5 a week and you're doing it every single week, it's a lot of interviews, it's a lot of energy, it's a lot of time that you're putting in. And a lot of time you're actually going to get burnt out because you're doing too much. And Angel, thankfully, has been in this space for literally over a decade now, helping people in radio. We just went to a podcast conference and she had one of the earliest podcasts kind of out there, which is kind of crazy. She's had that benefit of going from podcasting into radio and back into podcasting again. And I've had the benefit of working with a lot of business owners who have podcasts. And the biggest challenge is you guys often try to do too much or not do enough. And so what we found is that the sweet spot for getting booked consistently on podcasts is actually just 2 shows a week. Now, for a lot of people, they're like, oh, only 2 shows. That doesn't seem like enough. And I get it. But the reality is you only need to be spending 2 hours a week on this strategy. And the reason that you don't want to do more is very simple, is when you do more, you're going to, at some point, not be able to continue doing that. two a week, 2 hours a week to grow your business, to get more leads, to get more exposure, is practically nothing. I know tons of business owners who spend tens of hours every single week trying to market, trying to grow. And when they look at us inside of our business and they see, hang on a second, Jamie and Angel, they don't post on Facebook. They don't run Facebook ads, right? They write a tiny little email every day and they do a couple of these podcast interviews. How come their business is exploding so quickly? We went from 10,000 members in November of last year inside of the Facebook groups to our two groups now have 62 or 63,000 members between them. In less than a year, it's exploded. And the reason why, guys, is that we keep it very simple, but the mistakes I'm going to tell you about in a second, mistake number two and mistake number three, is something that we focus on very heavily. But me and Angel only get booked on a couple of podcasts every single week. Two. Not seven, not three, not one, two. And so that's the first mistake you guys are making, is you're not getting booked consistently. And you know, the solution to this is actually fairly simple. One thing I do recommend is that you just block out maybe 30 minutes on a Friday or, you know, on a day of the week, and you spend 30 minutes going through Need a Guest to get booked for the coming weeks. And if you just commit 30 minutes of the outreach once a week, and then you focus on doing two interviews a week, we're talking 2.5 hours a week to get you in front of new audiences consistently all the time. So that's mistake number one that you don't want to be making. You need to be consistent, but consistency means just two shows a week. Why that's powerful is that two shows a week across a year is over 100 podcasts, even if you're taking a couple of weeks off for breaks and vacations and Christmas and all of that kind of stuff. So what difference could you make to your business if you got booked on 100 podcast interviews in the next year? One of my very, very first podcast interviews I did was a guy called Nathan Hirsch, and I talked about this in the first episode, but he just consistently did 100 podcast interviews every year, time and time again, and he was able to grow his business to amazing levels, had an eight-figure exit. It was pretty spectacular with what he did in his business, and he just did this too. So step one, be consistent. Now, mistake number two, and this is really the key piece that most of you are probably going to be making as a mistake, is that you are not getting booked on high quality podcasts. Now, one of the first things we do whenever we have a sales call and we chat with someone who's looking to join our program, one of the first questions we say is like, hey, are you getting booked on shows? And we say, what kind of quality of shows are you getting booked on? And most people, when we ask that question, go, well, I don't know. And it's a fair question, right? How do I measure it? And there's one pretty simple way that you can do this. There's a website called listennotes.com. It's a podcast search engine. And if you go take a look at some of the podcasts that you've been booked on, maybe in the past, or you know, podcasts that you're considering getting booked on, go and take a look at what kind of quality show it is. And on Listen Notes, they're going to give you two things for most podcasts. They're going to give you a Listen Notes score. And what they're also going to give you is a global rank. Now, this is a global rank according to Listen Notes. Some people in the podcast industry will tell you this isn't that accurate, but it doesn't matter, because what this is going to give you is a very good gauge on the size of this podcast. And here's what's really important. If you get booked on a show that's in the top 5% or the top 10% of global rank, you probably think you're doing a pretty good job, right? Yes, I'm doing amazing. This is a top 5% show. That's fantastic. The truth is that most top 5% and top 10% shows have less than 100 downloads an episode. These are often very beginner podcasts. We've gone out and we've launched brand new shows and we've had them get, you know, 400 downloads in a month and they've gotten into the top 5%. And so just because a show says top 5% does not mean that it has a decent size audience. Now, here's what's really interesting, and I don't know if you know this, but the top 1% of shows in podcasts, they actually have 99% of all the downloads. Now, just think for a second about that. The entire industry of podcasting, all of the download numbers are just contained in the top 1%. What that means is if you're getting booked on a show that's not in the top 1%, you are literally fighting over the 1% scraps that are left over. And the problem with this is that even if you go out and do 100 interviews, if those are beginner shows, if they're shows that don't have a lot of reach, the shows in the top 10%, the top 5%, or even worse than that, you're just not going to get any traction. And just for a matter of interest, you know, we had one client that we worked with and they had got booked very consistently. You know, they'd been using our group, they've been using other groups, they've been using other tools, but they weren't looking at how big these shows were. They weren't checking them. They were just getting booked on all these different shows. They were just guessing. They were feeling it out. And they had 100 podcast episodes they did across a year. It took a ton of time for them, right? It's a big time investment to do all of that. And when we started working with them, we got them booked on one top 1% show. And when we looked at the numbers, it wasn't exactly the equivalent, but what we ended up with was that one of those top 1% episodes was worth about 60 of those podcast interviews they'd done in the previous year, because the amount of downloads that a top 1% show gets is extraordinarily more than some of these smaller shows. So just to give you a perspective on what we've seen with these numbers, typically, a show that is going to be getting, you know, top 5% or a top 10% might only be getting, you know, 100 downloads an episode. They're getting maybe 400 downloads a month if they do an episode every week. A top 1% podcast, they kind of start around about, you know, the 6 to the 10,000 downloads a month range. So one episode is going to get at minimum 1500 to 2500 downloads. So we're literally talking about 15 to 25 times the reach because we've got booked on the right show. And that's just on the entry level podcasts in the top 1%. We've also seen top 1% podcasts that instead of having 6,000 downloads a month, have 60,000 downloads a month. So just if you want to do some math there, you know, we already went from a slow show, a low show, a top 5% to a top 1% show at minimum was a 15 to a 25x increase. But if you get on one of those bigger shows, that's a 150 to 250x increase. That means that one of those shows is worth the equivalent of 250 of those smaller shows. So you can start to see how this mistake is, one, incredibly powerful if you know how to use it, and two, absolutely catastrophic if you don't know how to use it. And so this is one of the things that we teach all of our clients to really understand. And this is one of the core reasons that people come and become paying clients with us, because what we do as a company is that we attract all of these great shows. We have them come into our directory, we filter, we get all of their information, we get them to apply to work with us. And we have all of that information on the back end on which these top shows are. We make it really easy for our clients to get booked on them. And so this is one of, you know, the key reasons why we started working with clients, is that they wanted to have an easier way to cut through the noise and really find these shows which have got bigger reach, shows that you're going to get more exposure. Because if you think about promoting your business, if you're selling an offer and you aren't focused on, you know, getting on these really big shows, you're missing out on literally 100 times as many customers. And the longer you podcast for, the more your audience grows, the more exposure you get, and the better opportunities you get to get on great shows. Some of these really big entrepreneurship podcasts will have 200, 300,000 downloads a month, even a million downloads a month and more. And so the longer you're in this game, the more success you can have. Now, mistake number three, and this is the one that I've been helping clients with since 2020, is actually not generating any opportunities from your interviews. And we had a client who actually is a comedian and they run a comedy school. And they said, Jamie, this was amazing. We got on a guy called the Adam Carolla podcast. Now, I don't know if any of you all know who Adam Carolla is. He's this amazing comedian, very successful, very famous, and his podcast is in the top 0.001%. He's one of the biggest shows out there. And so what they said to me was, Jamie, when we got on that show, our numbers absolutely exploded, but we weren't able to capitalize on it. And so what happened was they get all of this traffic coming in, but they didn't really have a proven way to turn those listeners into new calls, into sales opportunities, and actually into customers. And it was a little bit like they got all of this exposure and they felt amazing, but then, you know, what did they have to show for it? And I say to my clients all the time, you know, even if we get you on Oprah next week and you get in front of millions of people, how likely is it that you're going to be able to convert those people. And so mistake number three is actually not generating calls or sales from your interviews. And one of the things that we do for all of our clients, and we've been doing this since 2020, is actually build what we call a pop-up podcast lead system. And the really nice thing about this is that I don't really need to explain this to you because we're currently showing it to you. You know, I first heard about pop-up podcasts probably in 2020. And what happened was I knew somebody, a lady called Emily Hirsch. She ran a seven-figure agency. I met her through one of the Russell Brunson events. And she had run a Facebook ad. And so I saw this Facebook ad and I thought to myself, yeah, this looks really interesting. And in the Facebook ad, she said, hey, I want you to download something called a pop-up podcast. And so I was absolutely fascinated about this because at the time, my goal was to help podcasters to make more money from their shows. And so as you are as a business owner, you see something in your industry, you get really excited about it. So pretty much 2 days later, I was interviewing Emily about this pop-up podcast. And you can still see this interview on one of my old shows, which is really interesting. And I interviewed her. And within those couple of days, I had talked to her about everything she was doing. I'd seen the ad, I got all the juicy details, and it was even better than I could have even imagined because when I interviewed Emily, what she was talking about is that in her Facebook ad agency, she'd been running webinars for years to grow her business. And in 2020, she was having a couple of really big issues. This was right as the pandemic was hitting. She was getting really good ad costs. She was doing great with running the ads. But when she was driving people to her webinar, what happened was one, she had really bad show up rates. She was having probably about 10% or less of her leads actually showing up. But not only that, the people who were showing up on the webinar just weren't very good quality people. Not that they weren't good humans, it's just that they were beginners, right? They were these people who had a lot of time, but not a lot of money. And so she was having issues with show up rates and quality. And it kind of makes sense if you think about it. You know, if you speak to any six-figure or seven-figure business owner, or if you are one yourself, you'll know this to be true. You know, if you ask yourself, when was the last time that you went on a webinar? Or when was the last time you went through a 5-day live challenge? Or when was the last time you showed up for a virtual conference? They'd scratch their head and probably tell you, oh, a few years ago. Actually, the very last webinar that I went on was about 4 years ago. And, you know, once I realized this and we were interviewing Emily about it, she said, but you know, the thing is, Jamie, lots of people were listening to my podcast. And she's right. You know, I listen to podcasts all the time. I mean, you are here listening to a podcast right now. And so when Emily shared, you know, why she decided to do this pop-up podcast, she said, what if I can, you know, take a sales process, kind of like a webinar, but with more value and really just helping the people that are coming in, because the best way to show somebody that you can help them is by actually helping them. And what if I could get them going through audio instead? Because, you know, she knew from her podcast that she was running that you have really good engagement rates with podcasts. With audio, people consume a lot. They listen to a lot of the episodes. So she started to run these numbers by me, and it was pretty mind-blowing. So get this. When she was doing her pop-up podcast, and this, bear in mind, was back in 2020, this was when she was running Facebook ads, so people who maybe weren't that interested in podcasting. What happened was she was getting 50 to 60% of all of her leads to listen to not just one, but all three of her pop-up episodes. So if you compare that to a second for the webinar, right? What if instead of a 10% show-up rate, I could get 5 or 6 times the amount of engagement from my leads? You know that you're going to get a lot more people who are going to be interested. Emily said, if I just get people to pay attention to what I'm saying in my webinar, I'll make more sales. And the same was true with a pop-up podcast. When she just had people listening and going through this content, they were like, oh, I get it. I can see how you can help me. So the first thing, which was really exciting, was that just by changing the medium to audio, something that people can listen to in their podcast player, they can pick up and put down, and it's something that they're going to listen to passively, you get a lot more people listening. But it wasn't only that. The other thing that Emily told me was that at the time, she was selling two offers. So one was a $3,000 done with you coaching offer, right? Pretty standard 12-week coaching. And the other was this very expensive done for you offer. It was a $50,000 offer where she typically was working with higher level business owners. Now, when she was running her webinar, Emily told me, look, you know, 75% of the people, 75% of the people who were actually booking in for a sales call from the webinar, they were booking in and filling in an application for her lower ticket offer, the $3,000 coaching program. And, you know, she's like, okay, well, this makes sense. You know, the majority of people do the coaching program and I get a few people who want to do the high level. She just thought that was how it was. But here's what was really fascinating. When she did the pop-up podcast, it was actually the other way around. With the pop-up podcast, 75% of the people that got onto phone calls and filled in applications were for her higher ticket offer, for the $50,000 offer. So that basically meant that the people that were listening to a pop-up podcast were just way more established businesses. They were higher level individuals. So I'm not going to give you the math of how much more money that she made, but you know, if you have the same amount of sales calls, but instead of the majority of people wanting to buy a $3,000 thing, the majority of people want to buy a $50,000 thing, I think you can probably work that out, that she made a lot more money with it. And she went on to do, I think she's done about 9 or 10 pop-up podcasts since then. So, you know, if that wasn't enough to kind of sell you on this process, you know, 2 weeks later, we launched our first pop-up podcast. And bear in mind, this was the first one we'd ever done. You know, we ended up with about 200 people signing up for this pop-up podcast. And in the space of less than a week, we made 33 sales. Now, at the time, we were only selling a $1,000 product, but we netted about $36,000 in sales. And that was from the very first one that we ever did. Now, there was something that I want to share with you guys today, because that was back in 2020. And I can tell you that we were missing a big trick back then. Now, I'm a big fan of Russell Brunson. And I was back at his 2 Comma Club X Mastermind in 2020. You know, I actually spoke on stage, talked about podcasting, which was super exciting. I was on we were on a cruise ship and it was going from side to side while I was doing my presentation. So I was nearly vomiting over the front row as it was happening. But at that event, he was teaching us his new Traffic Secrets book content. And this is the biggest thing that stuck out to me. He said, most people completely miss this concept because it's really, really simple. But people who read blogs, they like to read blogs. People who watch YouTube videos, they like to watch YouTube. People who read email lists, they love reading email lists. And really importantly, people who listen to podcasts love listening to podcasts. So, you know, instead of trying to get someone who loves watching a YouTube video to come over and listen to a podcast when it's not maybe their medium, or trying to get someone who loves reading emails to come and listen to a podcast, he said, what if we instead focused on bringing podcast listeners to listen to more podcasts? So Russell went deeper in and he shared his strategies. And, you know, but if I was to give you the 10-second version of it, what he did was, you know, when he wanted to grow his podcast, he went and got featured on podcasts. He wanted to find podcast listeners. When he wanted to grow his YouTube, he promoted on YouTube. When he wanted to grow his email list, he did ads in other email lists. So, you know, our number one biggest takeaway that me and Angel really discovered when we started working together was really simple. You know, it's what if we took what Angel and Nita Guest has kind of put together, their superpower of finding these amazing podcast shows to interview on, you know, and getting on these really high quality shows consistently. And what if we combined it with this massively powerful monetization vehicle that we've been using, which we call a pop-up podcast? You know, and we take these podcast listeners who love podcasting already, we move them to another podcast, and that podcast that we're sending to, this pop-up podcast, is proven to outperform webinars by 3 to 5x. What would happen? Well, for us, you know, when we did this the very first time, I kind of remarked to Angel, because she had a business that was all about media. I said, Angel, this is kind of like a media firestorm. And that name stuck. And that became what we actually called our process. And that's what we help clients to do today. You know, one, we help them get booked consistently on these top 1 and 2% podcasts consistently every week. We literally plug them in and we say, here's the great shows that we have in the network. And two, you know, we help them build this pop-up podcast lead system to really turn that exposure into leads and customers. So as you're listening to this, again, I'm kind of sharing, you know, the magic behind the scene, but don't just listen to what I'm saying, watch what we're doing. You know, as you go through this process, you are literally going through one of our pop-up podcasts. And this pop-up podcast process has been proven to work for us fantastically. And it works well because we're giving a lot of value. And so, you know, if you go away and you just take away some of the valuable things we've given you, you know, there's a lot of goodwill there. There's a lot of rapport. And a lot of you know that we can help you to get booked on shows because we've already done that in episode two. We've already given you that value. But there are a lot of you who realize that, you know, to get ahead in business, you know, what if you could get a shortcut? And so for a lot of you, you know, you've really got a couple of choices here. The way I see it is option number one is that some of you will listen to this pop-up podcast. You know, you'll listen to it for the next 3 or 4 days and you'll be like, oh my God, this is amazing. You know, you'll analyze it like crazy. You'll try to come up with your own version of it. And, you know, you're going to need a guest or the podcast network Facebook group to get booked. But the truth is, you know, a lot of you are going to hit roadblocks when you do that, the same roadblocks that I hit over the last 5 years. You know, what problem do I focus on solving in my pop-up podcast? Am I making it simple? Am I making it too complex? Is it actually going to convert? How are we going to set up the email sequences to work without feeling too salesy? How can we make sure that we're actually getting booked on these top 1% podcasts that have 99% of all the downloads and not waste time getting booked on those shows? So that's the first option. Or the second option is you could get our help. Now, I know about all of these different roadblocks because that's what we've been doing for ourselves and our clients since before 2020. Since 2019, we've been helping people to make money with podcasts. 2020 is when we launched our first pop-up podcast. Now, I've personally launched over 11 different pop-up podcasts just for my own business. We've helped launch hundreds for our clients. Like I said, we've collectively generated over 8 million in sales, really for our clients. We've collected about 1 million for ourselves just through podcasting. And, you know, even from our podcasts that we've put out there, we've generated multiple six figures from them. And so that's just what we could track. A lot of the time, there's more that's kind of coming in. So what I'd like to do is really just offer you guys to take the next step if you'd like our help. Now, if you want to see if working together actually makes sense, then here's what I would recommend that you do. So first, go to www.bookwithangel.com. And you can apply there to see if working with us makes sense. You know, what you'll do is you'll head to our Calendly booking phase. You'll answer a few questions about you, your business, some of your challenges, and then you'll schedule in with one of our team members to kind of chat about what you've got going on. Now, just for booking the call, I know a lot of you guys are kind of, you know, wanting to go and dissect this pop-up podcast for yourself. You know, this pop-up podcast does disappear completely after the 7 days from when you downloaded it. But if you do decide to just book a call, we'll give you a lifetime access version for this pop-up podcast, which won't expire. So you can go in, you can dissect it, you can understand how we do what we do, and we'll give you that just for jumping on the call to see if this is the right fit or not. But if you're on that call, and if we think it's a good fit, and you think it's a good fit to work together, and you do decide to enroll in our Media Firestorm program, instead of the standard enrollment fee, which is $8,000, what we'll do is we'll give you a $2,000 discount, but we'll also double your access from the 90 days that it normally is to 6 months. So you'll get 6 months of access for just $6,000. And what that does is it just gives us plenty of time to work with you to get the best results possible. But this offer is only going to be available while this pop-up podcast is live. You know, 7 days after you've originally downloaded it, this offer will be gone forever. You know, so if you book in for a call, but the next available slot isn't until after the deadline expires, we'll still hold the price until you actually have that call, but you will need to make the decision, you know, when you're actually there with them. So I do recommend that you book in ASAP. That way, if you're interested, you can discuss it and you can make sure it's the right fit and you've got a bit of time to think about it. But the reason we're making this offer is as an ethical bribe. You know, we know that this process works incredibly well and we know that you're new and coming in for the first time. So if we can give you a better deal that just really makes it a no-brainer for you and it makes it easy for you to take that first step, then we know we can help you inside of your business. So that's what I'd recommend you do. Go to bookwithangel.com. And again, you've got a couple of days to go back through and to listen to these podcast episodes. It's incredible to see the results you guys have been getting and learning inside of this process. And we're just super, super appreciative that you're here, that you're inside of this community. And the most important thing for you to understand is that we are here for this community. You know, we've got nearly 65,000 people inside of our communities, and we only sell about 0.1 to 0.2% of our entire membership base. You know, we're not here to try and sell people who aren't ready for this. But if you're a business owner and you know that you need more traffic and you know that you need more leads and you've tried everything like we did from Facebook ads to marketing and organic and, you know, appointment setting and all of these things, and you're just looking for an easier way where you can spend a couple of hours, do some interviews, have this automatic system that gets people excited, and you can build great relationships and actually truly give value, then this might be the right fit for you. So we appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast series. I hope you got a lot out of it. Let us know. Reply. Let us know inside of the emails what you got out of it. And over the next couple of days, we'll be sending a few extra bonuses, a few extra materials, just to help you get the best out of this series. And like I said, if you want to have the chance to chat about working together, just go to bookwithangel.com and we're looking forward to connecting with you. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your day and we appreciate you. We'll speak to you soon.